He's a 33-year-old mature middle-order batsman, and as he's shown in the last couple of games, scores heavily. He's got 23 hundreds in first-class cricket, played about 190 games. Our team is full of some very talented young players, as well as Mitch and Moen, but we do need a little bit of experience to try and hold us together and help the youngsters mature in that, in their batting, in that middle period. And we've got one at the top of the order in Darryl, and we've got Moen when he plays, but hopefully Moen will be carrying on his England career, and everything will be going well for him next year for England. And so we needed somebody to help out in the middle order, and you know, he wants a fresh challenge, a new start, and at 33 years of age, he's got plenty of years ahead of him. So, you know, we're delighted to have him on board, and we wish him all the best, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
And he got a double hundred yesterday, so he's in a bit of form.
264 in 274 balls, I think it was, which is an amazing knock, and yeah, why can't I play Essex?
Do you see him as on the batting side, do you see him as a bit of an Alan Richardson type figure coming into the dressing room?
Well, he's got, you know, he's captained, so he's vastly experienced in tactics. As I say, his bat's done the talking at Gloucester over many years now. I think he's done about 10 or 11 or 12 years as a professional at Gloucestershire. So he's been around the traps and knows what's going on, and I think that will be great for all the guys. But also, Darryl Mitchell needs an older head, a more experienced person around him, and I think he'll help massively. Obviously, his captaincy experience will help there. But you're talking about a guy who's also played for England A and England Lions, so he's got some qualities, and you know, he's of the right ilk for us to come in, and maybe, who knows, he may do 4, 5, 6 years with us, and if he does then and keeps scoring runs, then he would be the equivalent of an Alan Richardson.
You're probably not going to tell me who it would be anyway, but have you got anybody else lined up to come in? Well, no, you won't tell me who it would be, but have you got anybody else lined up to come in?
I don't like to talk too much about signings, so I'd rather not comment on that. I think the important thing is for us to celebrate what I think is a tremendous signing, a guy who still got plenty of cricket left inside of him, and somebody who can help the youngsters.